Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts and ambiverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of A-listers so that you, dear listener, can get the recognition and the opportunities that you deserve. I am your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, communication coach, and strategist. Take note that we are now releasing episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Although this week we missed the Monday, but that's where we're going. We're going to more episodes for you and also more structured, more organized. So today is Friday, which means it's time for your 5-minute A-list charisma booster. Quick and powerful. Last week, we covered how to make your introduction to a speech more charismatic by studying a speech made by John Cleese. And today we're taking notes from J.K. Rowling of the Harry Potter series. I love how she offers us a compelling example of how introverts can be charismatic even in the public eye. Despite her deeply introverted nature, Rowling has captivated millions of us with her storytelling superpower, her advocacy for social issues, and actually being sincere about herself. And her charisma, her flavor, everybody's got a kind of a different flavor of charisma, stems from her unwavering commitment to her beliefs and values. She has emerged as a vocal advocate for numerous social causes, including children's welfare, literacy, and more recently, women's sports and free speech, which has garnered her a backlash and a lot of criticism and a lot of controversy. But she's staying firm. She's staying true to herself now. She's speaking out fearlessly on these issues. And I think we can really all be inspired by her authenticity and moral courage, which actually enhance her charisma. Because remember, charisma is not about being perfect. It's about having a blend of personal connection and credibility and a little bit of executive presence. So let's look at 3 A-list charisma takeaways and calls to action based on J.K. Rowling. Number 1, authenticity is magnetic. So throughout her career, which has been a long time, probably 20 years since Harry Potter first came out, I'm not sure. She has remained true to her unique voice and vision, even when facing hardcore pressure and laser-intense scrutiny. I remember even some people were criticizing the Harry Potter books because of their focus on magic way back in the day. But she has been very candid throughout the years, discussing her struggles with mental health and poverty before she achieved success as an author. She doesn't try to whitewash that. And by openly sharing these personal experiences, Rowling has fostered a deep sense of connection with her readers who appreciate her honesty and vulnerability. Number 2, speaking of vulnerability, vulnerability fosters connection. Personal connection is absolutely indispensable for charisma. So what we mean by that is not trying to be perfect. It's not trying to be bulletproof. Your arguments can be bulletproof, but you don't want to try to show that you're someone who you're not. Rowling's willingness to address sensitive topics such as the theme of loss, grief in the Harry Potter series, again, foster that empathy, that personal connection. And she's advocated for marginalized communities, including right now, women's sports, free speech, and that shows her commitment to using her platform for positive change. And that brings us to number 3, stick to your guns or stay committed to your convictions. And she's faced tremendous, tremendous backlash, and I mean including death threats for her views on gender identity, but she is sticking to her commitment, and she's continuing to advocate now for women's rights and free speech. She's not capitulating to beliefs that are more fashionable right now. And this has earned her respect, is also earned her hate, but from her supporters, their connection to her is stronger than before. And remember, you're not going to be all things to all people. That is not possible. It's not desirable. So some people are not going to be in your fan club, and you have to be okay with that. In summary, Rowling's life and career show us how authenticity, vulnerability, and conviction, 3 ingredients, authenticity, vulnerability, and conviction can elevate us introverts to positions of influence and inspire others to action. By following her example, we can stay true to ourselves and harness and leverage our innate strengths to make a positive impact. So just to review the three takeaways for you. Know who you are. And that sounds kind of lame, but sometimes we get so busy with working kids and maybe aging parents, work kids, aging parents, and health issues that you really don't have time to think about it. But it is really good to reflect on your own values, passions, and your unique perspective and really sticking to that. You know, you'll be pivoting on certain things throughout your life, but embracing who you truly are. You know, if you're living in a country that you were not born in, that's incredible. If you come from a family of seven children, that's incredible. You didn't go to Ivy League. Well, me neither. So those are all things that even if you're around people that seem to have it all together, to really stick to your true self. Number two, practice vulnerability. That means stepping out of your comfort zone in your interactions with others and just sharing things that didn't go well, sharing experiences that are not flattering, sharing struggles that maybe you're a little bit embarrassed about. You're not going to tell your whole life story in a product update, but little by little, sharing things about yourself makes people connect with you better. And then three, finally stand up for what you believe in, stick to your guns, have convictions, don't just go with whatever's fashionable. You're not going to be all things to all people ever. And if you practice conviction, you'll encourage other people to do the same. And actually, conviction is a form of courage, and courage is highly, highly, highly contagious. So each step that you take towards being yourself, sharing your pages that you wish were not published, and standing up for your beliefs will fortify your personal charisma, and that will create ripple effects of positive change in your life and beyond. So there's our Charisma A-List 5 minutes from J.K. Rowling. Thank you so much for listening and being here. If you are not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A-Plus list. That's it for today. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode.